Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Ulrich Paulson. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Emily, I know you are going to be baking up a storm here in a few days because there's a really exciting event coming up on Monday.
You bet. We're very excited for the harvest market. It's going to be at the Cass County Community Center Monday evening.
3:30 to 7:30. That's in case somebody went last year. That's a little bit earlier than last year. And, Emily, I keep thinking about all of the things that are going to be there, and it's going to be pretty exciting.
It is. There's such a wide variety from crafts and baked goods and produce even, which is surprising in November, but it's pretty impressive what they can still have.
Yeah, even though I've been around a lot of you vendors for a long time, it still amazes me to think about all of the fresh produce. There will be a lot of fresh produce grown right here. You know, it's not shipped in from Brazil or California or anywhere. It's grown right here. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I know one of the things that I always talk about are the fresh greens. Yes, fresh greens. And I'm not sure, Emily, we'll talk here a little bit about your future, but I know that some of the vendors have the high tunnels, and so they're still getting great stuff out of there. The weather's been very cooperative. So it's more than squash and probably not pumpkins, but there's a lot of squash out there yet. Were you a squash grower this year, Emily?
We did summer squash. We didn't do any winter squash. So.
Okay.
But I know there's going to be a lot of it there, and there'll be, in addition to things like sweet potatoes, and, you know, I even heard there was going to be tomatoes.
Which yes.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yes. yes. And so people need to come. I was wondering, and I haven't heard this. I wondered if there would be any cucumbers. That would be really unusual to have fresh cucumbers. But who knows?
You never know.
Yeah.
The high tunnels and some of the technology like that, you can get some pretty amazing stuff.
And then some other local things like honey. I think there's at least one or two vendors going to have honey, and that's something that some people look for. So, and then the other item, and I know, Emily, that you're familiar with those personal products. We have a couple of people who make those kinds of things.
Yeah, there's soaps and lotions, and they're really neat. They make the two that I'm familiar with, I guess, make them with goat milk, and so that makes for a really nice, soft, smooth experience when you wash your hands.
Yeah, you know, somebody the other night, I was visiting with them, and they said, well, what difference does that make that it's made out of goat's milk soap? It has a different feel.
I mean, it does.
You said it feels soft, and it really does, and it's really good for your skin. So if you haven't tried those out. And Emily, of all of these things that we haven't even begun to mention, all the different kinds of things, this is a great time for Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's scarves and different crafty items and all sorts of, I'm sure there'll be some wreaths and that sort of thing there.
And yes, some Christmas thing. And I think there are several vendors with jewelry. That may be a new addition. And somebody who has local photos. So that will be very interesting. That's part of the fun is going around seeing things that perhaps you're not familiar with from other craft shows. This is far more than a craft show. Not that I'm putting those down, but
right.
But it's unique.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can do your shopping for your Thanksgiving meal and get your Christmas presents all in one place and get it all locally.
Yes. You know? So mentioning the Thanksgiving meal, I'm glad you said that because, again, the whole range, we mentioned lots of produce. But, Emily, what are you making that somebody might want to purchase to either take as a gift or eat at home or whatever during Thanksgiving season? What are you going to be having there in the market?
Well, I will have homemade baked goods in the form of pies, the little hand pies that everybody got familiar with at the market, and also some full pies and the raspberry danishes and some dinner rolls, just a wide variety of baked goods. And I'll be accepting orders, you know, too. So if you see something that strikes your fancy but don't want it till Christmas time, we can make that happen too.
Good point, because I'm sure there are several vendors like that we'll be taking orders. The wild almond cakes, that's a person that a lot of people are familiar with, will be there. And there are several others. The list is almost too long. I think there are like 25 vendors now, Emily. It's amazing.
Yeah, It is. It really, truly is. There's a lot of great talent in the community. It would be a good showcase.
You bet. Now, Emily, let's see. I asked you what you're going to be making. I want to just learn a little more about Brunkel Farm. And I know you've told the story before, but where's the name come from?
So Brunkel is Danish for brown cow. And we have a small little herd of Jersey cows, which we hope to start milking in the spring. So our name is derived from those cows that provide us so much entertainment every day.
So entertainment and work.
Yeah, so, and work.
but it's a good thing when you look at it, it's entertainment. That makes the work a lot easier. So kind of look out here in the future. So you're milking cows and you're going to be doing some more. What's your dream about where this will go?
Well, our dream is to put up an on-farm processing facility where we'll be able to actually bottle our own cream-lined milk and yogurt. Hopefully we'll get that underway next year. We're working on it right now. And then the idea or the goal, the dream is to have it be a place that people can come and visit and, you know, they can see the cows that their milk is coming from and they can watch us make the yogurt through the windows in the processing room and just have a real family experience that people can come out and tour and get their milk and yogurt at the same time. So
sounds wonderful. And I know that some people are really looking forward to that homegrown, homemade yogurt, because that's you don't find that in this area.
Right, you just don't. The next closest thing would be Des Moines and Omaha, and even then it won't quite be the same as ours. So.
Right. So, and I know you've been kind of exploring. You say you've kind of checked out where all those other kinds of farms are, and there's none right here. So that will be great addition. Why did you pick the breed of cattle that you did?
Jerseys are just a really neat little cow. They have a higher butter fat in their milk, so it's a richer, creamier milk, and they're also more efficient. So for the amount of feed they eat and the amount of milk they give out is more efficient than like some of the bigger breeds, like the Holsteins.
Now, as I recall, Emily, you had some good basis for making that choice. You went to Iowa State and you studied in the dairy area?
Yep, I actually graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Dairy Science in 2012. So that was my whole schooling was on the dairy cattle. So
very interesting. And that has to be really exciting for you to say, okay, I had all this schooling, I've had experience, now let's put it to work right out here on our own farm. Very, very exciting.
It is. We're very excited to see what the future holds and how it all turns out.
Now, currently, as you mentioned, at the Produce in the Park, the farmer's market, you had a lot of homemade kinds of baked goods, including those Danish pastries. But you also had some produce. Do you want to keep doing that in your future, or is that going to be something you're saying, well, the yogurt is going to be top priority?
No, absolutely. We plan to keep up with the vegetables, and actually we expanded our garden space for next year, so we should hopefully be able to bring a little bit more and have more of a variety, and we're really excited. I think it's going to complement, you know, the milk and yogurt really well. Mm-hmm. We can sell at the market and also sell the vegetables here, too, you know, give people as complete shopping experience mm-hmm. as we can.
Okay, great. So. Well, Produce in the Park, of course, went on all summer in Atlantic, but the Harvest Market is kind of an extension of that, but bringing in many more people. It's not just the Produce in the Park vendors.
Right, absolutely. There's a wide variety, and especially on the craft side, there's a lot more of that than you would have seen it at Produce in the Park.
And Emily, as somebody commented to me, I think it was Kate Olson, who said, you know, as you look down the list of vendors, that they're about evenly divided between craft, those kinds of things, and food items. Now, some of the food is the produce, fresh produce, but some of it's baked goods, like you were talking about, but about evenly divided. So whatever people are looking for, they're going to be excited to see it there. And kids activities. We shouldn't forget there's going to be some kids activities too. So.
Absolutely. Yes, it'll be a great experience for the whole family.
Yes.
I think the YMCA and Mommy and Me, and I think it's the hospital doing.
They're going to have some tasting samples. Yeah, that's the other thing. Things to taste all around the community center. So don't miss it. And again, remind us of the time and the date and the place.
It'll be at the Cass County Community Center this Monday from 3:30 to 7:30.
All right, come on out. There's no admittance at the door. It's come on in free and then get tasting and shopping. Thank you so much, Emily Paulson, for visiting with us. Until next time, here's a thought. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact.